coming up on 7 o'clock and kind of a drizzly day getting up to 18 degrees. Let's get some news with Eva.
Good morning. Manitoba's premier has declared a province-wide state of emergency as northern Manitoba continues to deal with wildfires. The premier says he's spoken to the prime minister, who has agreed to send the military to help with evacuation flights. The escalating fires have forced 17,000 people to leave their homes. Canada Post laid out its final offers to the union for its 55,000 postal workers yesterday. The Crown Corporation says the contract proposal includes a signing bonus of up to $1,000 and better cost of living allowances. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the corporation's response fails to meet the urgency and seriousness of the moment. Elon Musk is out of the U.S. government. He shared the news on his social media platform X, writing his scheduled time as a special government employee has come to an end. He thanked President Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending, saying the Department of Government Efficiency mission will only strengthen over time. In sports, Jays beat the Rangers 2-0. They host the Athletics tonight. TFC lost to Philadelphia 2-1. CHY weather. Today, morning drizzle with a chance of scattered showers throughout the afternoon, a high of 18. Tonight, slight chance of showers and a low of 11. And on Friday, sun and cloud, another chance of showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 12 degrees. On the westbound 401 at the 404 and the collectors, the left lane is closed. That's all because of a collision. Tow truck is now on the scene. West 401 west of the 410 collectors. Two right lanes blocked because of a collision. It's busy from Dixie. South 427 south of the 401. Two left lanes are closed for an accident. It's slow going from about Airport Road. And southbound Highway 27 at Rutherford, we've got lanes closed there because of a collision.
So I was out at a coffee shop yesterday and something so egregious happened that I was like, this should be illegal, but it isn't. I'll tell you what happened next. You tell me what you think after Spice Girls.
98.1 CHFI.
This boy, he got me hooked. Made me drop my top off. Dark brown eyes. The way that he calls is kissing me. With his hand on my thigh, he made it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. Every day of the week, fulfilling my needs. He's so fine, gotta make him mine. With his hand on my thigh, he made it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. We can elevate together, go from nothing to something. You're the smoke to my heart, peanut butter and jelly. If you keep it up, I'll let you put something in my belly. I've been loving you, loving you, loving, loving you, loving. Won't feel late like I had to, you're one in a million. I'ma get on a fly list, B&B. Falls off, I'ma leave it on D&D. C'est moi et toi, moi et toi, pour la vie. C'est moi et toi, contre le vent et la pluie. And I'ma ride with you forever. Cause this boy, he got me hooked. Made me drop my top off. Dark brown eyes. The way that he calls, just kissing me. With his hand on my thigh, he made it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. To my pride, shout to my baby. And I'ma call you Winnie, how you looking, my honey? I ride it like a soldier. Give it to you, I'm a soldier. Been wanting pattern. Boy, you deserve so much. C'est moi et toi, moi et toi, pour la vie. C'est moi et toi, prends le vent et la pluie. And I'ma ride with you forever. This boy, he got me hooked. Made me drop my top off. Dark brown eyes. The way that he calls, just kissing me. He made it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. Every day of the week, he gets what I need. So baby, come and pick on me tonight. Change it too fast, go turn off the lights. This boy, he got me hooked. You are my biggest fan. Where you hold me by the hand. Where you, everything about you. I love the way that you believe in romance. I love the way you are my biggest fan.
Seven 7:06 right now on Thursday morning, 12 degrees and kind of a drizzly, cloudy day, topping out at 18.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
I witnessed an egregious infraction yesterday.
What happened?
Okay, so I had some work to get done and I just had to change up the vibe, get out of my condo. So packed up my laptop and went to a neighborhood coffee shop, which, you know, where everyone's kind of working from cafe or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, good, this is a nice vibe. Got myself a flat white. I'm hanging out, getting some work done. Someone else who was in there, and it was a full coffee shop. Every table was taken with mostly people doing work or having meetings at reasonable volume. There was a person on there who decided to take a FaceTime call or received a FaceTime call and proceeded to speak so loudly into this call. No AirPods. You could, sometimes, you know, you pick up on one side of a conversation. Mm-hmm. You could hear what he was saying, obviously, because he was loud. You could hear what the other person was saying because his phone volume was extremely high. It sounded like it was on full. And it was so distracting to everybody in the coffee shop that I swear I thought I was on one of those, what's that CBS show called What Would You Do? Where there's like a hidden camera where they put you in a weird social situation and it tests you to see if you'd actually say anything or step up. It felt like one of those weird social tests because I looked up from my laptop and I'm like, is this just me? Or, and everyone else who's working from their laptop or their device was doing the same thing. They're all looking up. We're making eyes. It was actually kind of like a bonding, an unspoken bonding moment because the rest of us are all like, does someone know this guy? Like, is someone gonna, we're all looking at each other like someone should say something because this is extremely annoying.
This is my life with my daughter every day. She is always on like loud phone calls on her speaker. I'm like, but why? I don't want to hear your conversation. Nobody else does. It's not that important that we all have to be a part of it. I don't get it.
Your daughter probably feels a level of comfort because she's doing this within the house, which is her safe space.
She does
space.
It outside in public when we're out at public. Stores or wherever we are. And I'm like, go talk somewhere else quietly. Nobody wants to hear the whole conversation.
That's not okay. Maybe it was her at the coffee shop.
I think it was her. Was
yesterday.
It her?
It wasn't her.
One of her important meetings.
It was a dude. Man, oh man. Okay, so your daughter does this too. And this person wasn't particularly young, so I don't want to say this is a generational thing. Like, they look like they were like my age or maybe a little younger.
Because I know the younger generation doesn't know how to put the phone to their ear. Like, they don't have conversations like that. They FaceTime or just talk
or they just
with
hold
the phone
it
in front of
them.
Yeah.
I just had the thought, like, this should be illegal.
There should be a law against this,
but it isn't.
I know.
And I'm wondering if you've been in a situation where you've thought this should be illegal, but isn't. Maybe we'll enact some real change here. We'll get some laws written up. Do you have a this should be illegal, but isn't story? Call me right now. I want to hear it. 416-872-CHFI. You can drop us a text, 981-981. This should be illegal, but isn't. Give us a shout.
with CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you're on the westbound side of the 401 at the 404 in the collector's, left lane still closed for a collision. And west of the 410 in the collector's, two right lanes are closed for an accident. East 401 south of Pearson in the collector's to the south 427 ramp. It is slow through there. And that's all because south 427 south of the 401, we had a collision there that has just cleared away. So it's still causing major delays. And Highway 27 at Rutherford, we've got lanes blocked off through there for a collision. Are you planning to dig? Always click before you dig. It's free and it's the law. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can win free cash!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
The secret to my super strength?
A mega calorie diet.
And my super strong muscles are exactly what Ann and Kate needed.
They wanted a backyard with a tiki bar. You know the vibe. They were approved for a home renovation loan.
And I got these powerful hands dirty.
Their backyard is now glorious. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee?
Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want 2 days earlier with UPS Standard on Saturday.
Have you recently thought about buying a new home? In these uncertain times, you deserve certainty. You need a builder you can trust to provide your family with the most important investment you'll ever make. Starlane Home Corporation has built over 12,000 homes across Ontario since 1992. We're now selling in Richmond Hill, Aurora, and coming soon to Oakville, Markham, and Stouffville. It's time to think about your next home. Starlane, your five-star home builder. Visit starlane.ca.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Have you experienced an egregious infraction that you're like, this should be illegal, but isn't? Like the person I encountered who was talking very loudly in a coffee shop while everyone was trying to work on a FaceTime call. What is your, this should be illegal, but isn't story? Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. Yours are coming up after Katy Perry.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully. Capable of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite, make me your one and only dove. Make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic?
no going back.
Mark my words, this love will make you levitate.
Like a bird,
like a bird without a cage.
Down to earth,
if you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no maybe. So just be sure before you give it all to me, all to me.
That's probably my favorite Katy Perry song. Katy Perry, Dark Horse, 7:21 right now, 13 degrees and a drizzly Thursday.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
What is your "this should be illegal but isn't" story? Inspired by me at a coffee shop yesterday and a person speaking so loudly publicly on a FaceTime call, no AirPods, could hear the other person, could hear the person in front of us, and everyone in the coffee shop was looking at each other like, is this real life?
I don't get it.
It's crazy how some people just lack the awareness. I'm like, am I an alien or are they an alien? Like, how do you not have the social awareness?
I don't want people to hear my conversation.
No.
So I don't know why you think everyone else wants to hear your conversation.
It's because you have decency.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is your "this should be illegal but isn't" story? Text coming in from Allison in Markham saying 2 weeks vacation should be illegal.
Mm,
yeah, just having 2 weeks
just
vacation.
2 weeks,
I'm
yeah.
with that as well. Let's take the European model. A little work-life balance. Text coming in saying riding public transportation, not wearing deodorant should be illegal.
Yes, I've always said this.
Especially when it's rush hour and you have to hold the bar so you're...
Yeah.
Your hand is up and your armpit is exposed. Mm-hmm. That's not great. Let's take some calls here. Melissa in Georgina, what should be illegal but isn't?
In general, government officials should not be allowed to lie before, during, or after elections.
They should not be allowed to lie before, during, or after elections. Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be amazing if that was illegal, if they were held accountable and, you know, weren't allowed to say things they're not actually going to do.
Is there a profession where someone lies more than politician? Because if there is, I certainly can't think of one. I think it's like part of the job. Like, you have to lie and overpromise and underdeliver.
It's unfortunate, but I have to agree with you there. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is part of it.
Would not trust any politician further than I can throw him, regardless of political stripe. I'm with you on that, Melissa. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, another text coming in here. Raj in Mississauga. This should be illegal. People who microwave fish in the office. That's a federal crime in my books.
So at my boyfriend's work, they took the microwave out because of that. So now they have no
fish.
Mm-hmm, they have no microwave anymore.
This is like the kid at recess who doesn't stand single file and then no one gets recess. One person ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Jess in Etobicoke texting in saying, oh, this is funny. I've never seen this actually. People who name their Wi-Fi "pretty fly for a Wi-Fi." We get it. You're clever. I've never seen that.
What?
Pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
I've seen that so many times.
I'm hearing it for the first time, so I'm not sick of it at all.
Oh, wow.
I think a little offspring? This is great. Let's do one more call here. Breakfast Television's Frankie Flowers, his last day on Breakfast Television's tomorrow. He's popping in studio with us right now. Frankie, do you have a "this should be illegal but isn't"?
There's so many things during the day that I say that this should be illegal. Like lineups. Anytime I'm in a lineup, I'm like, lineups should be illegal.
For you only or for everybody?
For everybody. If somebody puts me on hold, if I actually do a phone call and I'm calling somewhere and they put me on hold, being put on hold should be illegal. Anything that takes away time from my day and my pleasure of my day should be illegal.
I love that. In theory, what's the workaround, though? Everyone's lining up for a coffee. How do we avoid a line?
Well, that's something I'm just thinking about me. This is not about everybody else. You know what? I'm like, you guys are asking what should be illegal to me. This is all about me. The rest of you out there, just let me bud the line.
I love almost retired from television Frankie. This is a whole new world. Thanks, Frankie.
Thanks, guys.
Keep them coming. What is your, this should be illegal but isn't? You can give us a call at 416-872-CHFI.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Come back and see me. 3 days at the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. For campers got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinking and ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw you up in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our masons. I hope the smoky man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting a fan trick. Like Sting is guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nunchucks on my arms. I'm always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. But if I see a pop on the rally.
1 week bare naked ladies, and want to remind you that Ed Robertson stopped by the Pooja and Gurdeep show. We just dropped a podcast on Monday. It's called Bare Naked Lady, huh? Cause it's just Ed. He was in here by himself. I liked the title, whatever. You can download the podcast anywhere you get fine podcasts, including the Seeker app, S-E-E-K-R. Bare Naked Ladies have a brand new album and we talked about that, but I think the part of the podcast you're really going to love. I took the song If I Had $1 Million, which was written in 1988 by Ed Robertson when he was just 18 on a school bus. We learned in the podcast that's how he wrote it. We do the math, and I asked Ed if he thinks you can still buy everything that he lists in that song, you know, a K-car, a monkey, an emu, a green dress, a house, if you can still buy all that stuff for under $1 million. I got his guess, and we actually mathed it out. To find the answer, go listen to the podcast, the Pooja and Gurdeep Show podcast. It's called Bare Naked Lady. 7:29 right now, 13, feeling like 14, and it's drizzling. That's what you need to know. Here's Eva.
Good morning. A province-wide state of emergency is underway in Manitoba as escalating wildfires threaten communities. Manitoba's premier says the prime minister has agreed to send in the military to help evacuate residents as more than 17,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. The U.S. Court of International Trade has ruled U.S. President Donald Trump does not have the authority to enact many of the duties he's imposed this spring against Canada and Mexico. It's the first time there's been major legal pushback of his tariffs. The three-judge panel said Trump cannot put tariffs on nearly every country through the use of the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. Canadian author Margaret Atwood is being given the Icon Award by the Hollywood Reporter tonight. She's part of the annual Women in Entertainment Canada event at Toronto's Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Atwood has written more than 50 books and is best known for The Handmaid's Tale, which was turned into an Emmy Award-winning TV series. In sports, Jays beat the Rangers 2-0. They host the Athletics tonight. TFC lost to Philadelphia 2-1. CHFI weather. Today, morning drizzle with a chance of scattered showers throughout the afternoon, a high of 18. Tonight, slight chance of showers and a low of 11. And on Friday, sun and cloud, another chance of showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 12 degrees. On the westbound side of the 401, looks like those problems through the 404 and the 410 have all cleared away. Just busy now with volume. Eastbound Gardner Slow Humber Bridge to Strawn. Southbound on the 410, also busy Derry to the ramp to the 401 east because of construction. And southbound Highway 27 at east and westbound Rutherford, we've got a lane closed for a collision.
You have a this should be illegal but isn't story. You can give us a call at 416-872-CHFI. This after I was at a coffee shop and somebody was talking super loud on FaceTime. I could hear both sides of the conversation and everyone in the coffee shop was like, what? Tyler from Scarborough texting in saying, walking slow in the fast lane of the mall. Move, Susan. Malls have fast lanes? I legit didn't know that. I haven't been to a mall since 1988. We'll get to your calls coming up after Posty.
starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun on 98.1 CHFI.
What is your this should be illegal but isn't stories? I'm loving what you guys are sending in here. Monique in Brampton texting in. Hey, I'm with you on this one, Monique. Putting pineapple on pizza without a signed consent form. Yep. Love pineapple. It does not belong on a pizza. I don't want fruit on my pizza. Ashley in North York. This should be illegal but isn't. Adults clapping when the plane lands. Jail. Immediate jail.
Wow.
Jail's a little strong, Ashley, but... Yeah, okay. For me, it's more so when, like, a movie ends in a theater. Like, no one performed it live.
You've had people clap at the end of a movie?
In the theater? You've never experienced
no.
that?
No.
I have, and that's annoying, because at least the pilot was doing something live.
And he's there, he's skilled. Present.
Yes. Whereas I'm like, yeah, I love Leo DiCaprio, too, but, like, he shot this 2 years ago. Like, why are we clapping right now? Dan in Pickering saying, people who bring their own Bluetooth speaker to the beach, no one came for your EDM playlist, bro.
Wow, that's very specific.
Dan was on Hanlon's points and not having a good time. He didn't realize it was clothing optional. Leah from Richmond Hill says, replying all when only one person needed the info. You're not Beyonce. Don't go on tour in my inbox. What?
So
oh my
good.
God, that's the best text I've ever seen. Mike and Markham saying, people who chew gum with their mouth open on Zoom calls, cameras off, please. Yeah, and probably speakers off too, because you don't want to hear that sound. That's
even in
sound.
Person too. Close your mouth when you're drinking. Oh.
Yeah, I don't like that. Trish in Milton, this is wild. Trish says, naming your kid something normal, but then spelling it like it's a CAPTCHA code. You know those codes you have to click on the internet that have all the weird letters? She goes, Jasmine with four N's. She spelled it JAAYZINNN. Okay. All right, Trish and Milton.
Trish must be a teacher.
We hear you. Yeah, probably.
Right? Seeing those names.
Trish, text us back. Tell us if you're a teacher. We think you are. Let's do one more here. This should be illegal, but isn't. Paul in Scarborough, what do you got?
Changing lanes within 50 feet or so of an intersection. I drive a truck, and I just want to use this platform to let people know it's dangerous. When we're fully loaded and you take off that extra car length in front of me, it's tough to stop this big rig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so changing lanes within 50 feet of an intersection. I know you're not allowed to change lanes in an intersection. Is changing?
But you are allowed before.
Oh, you are allowed before, and you're saying you shouldn't be allowed.
You shouldn't be. It should be taught not to do that. It's so dangerous when a big truck is trying to take that space up to stop.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I didn't know that was an issue with big rigs. So what specific problem does that cause for you?
Oh, you're trying to slow down to stop when you're loaded, and you cut off that stopping distance, it's a challenge.
Oh, man, so it could wind up in someone being rear-ended, perhaps.
Many a times it happens.
Ooh, okay.
And I drive a dump truck, so it's loaded, it's heavy.
And so it takes a while to stop.
Absolutely does, my friend.
Okay. And also, use your signals, because people don't use signals either anymore.
That should also be illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Paul, that's a good little PSA, buddy. Drive safe. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Take care. Good morning. We are just 45 minutes away from your chance at Can't Beat Gurdeep. Your chance to take $1,000 out of my pocket. And yeah, I've been beaten a couple of times since we've upped it to $1,000. All you have to do is get more trivia questions right than me. I know, easier said than done. And then after our show's done, we kick off our brand new contest, the $25,000 no repeat guarantee. When you hear us repeat a song between 9 and 5, be caller 16 for your chance at an instant 250 plus your shot at $25,000.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. New problem, East 401 approaching Weston in the collectors, the left lane blocked with a stalled car. And then South 400, south of Shepherd, the left lane is closed off because of a stalled vehicle. On the westbound side of the QEW Gardner, just busy with typical volume delays. Eastbound Bloor, east of Dundas, looks like there's a lane block there because of a collision. Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $5 on 750 milliliter bottles of Don Julio Añejo until May 31st. Enjoy responsibly, 19 plus.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Well, it's a bit of a bittersweet time. Frankie Flowers' last day on breakfast television is tomorrow. We're happy for him, but after 21 years, he is hanging up his watering can. He stops by next to tell us what is next for him after Rihanna.
You put on quite a show.
But
It's Rihanna on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 746, topping out at 18 degrees and drizzly.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
It's actually time for the Daily Single because Pooja is on
vacation.
It is a sad day in Canadian television, but a great day for Breakfast Television's Frankie Flowers. Frankie live in studio for what could be the last time live in person. We're probably still going to bug you on the phone. Tomorrow is your last day at Breakfast Television. You'll be hanging it up after 21 years in television, guiding Canadian households and entertaining everyone, really. How you feeling, buddy?
You know, anytime change comes into life, you feel a little anxious. You're excited, anxious. You're also, like, a little uncomfortable as well. I feel good. I feel grateful. So many people have sent me so many messages, and I often forget the impact that just giving the weather can make on people out there. And so thank you. It's been a pleasure to make people smile and try to help people through their day. I'm just going to continue to kind of get the feels. It's really kind of exciting, but change is hard for anything.
So you announced, that you were leaving, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
About three weeks ago.
So when I left the last morning show I was on, which was a competing morning show, we won't talk about that. I had to announce it the way it was sort of spelled out. I had to announce it just in the last segment of the last show. It was a quick goodbye. And if anyone missed it, they were wondering why I wasn't back on the Monday. And I sort of had to deal with everything after the fact on social media. How has it been for you having 3 weeks of runway to take, for lack of a better term, sort of a victory lap? How have the last 3 weeks been for you since this bomb drop?
One word is special. Super special. Like I said, people that I've been walking and meeting have been telling me about just little things. You know, when there's a 20-year-old person that walks up to you and says, I was born when you started doing TV. Oh, you're like, oh my goodness. It's just been really remarkable and really one word just to say it is special. And I'm really grateful that I did have this moment to kind of cruise around and also continue to speak about everything in terms of even, I did some garden talks and talked to a lot of people as well. A lot of people watch Breakfast Television. A lot of people listen to CHFI and you guys in the morning. A lot of impact.
Two massive Canadian staples. We appreciate having you on the show. Like I keep saying, half jokingly, but half seriously. We're going to keep bugging you and calling you if you'll take our calls, because our listeners love you on this show and we'd love to continue with you in some capacity. Also want to thank you because you are stopping by tomorrow to record a podcast with us right in the thick of your last show. You're carving out a little time for us. We're going to drop this podcast tomorrow. It's called Frankie Flowers Mobster. It's on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show podcast. A lot of great behind-the-scenes stories. How you got your name, Frankie Flowers. How you got started in the biz. I actually didn't know this story. And just some great behind-the-curtain stories from TV land.
Yeah, when you do early morning television and people walk into the studio, you get them raw and real. We'll have some of those stories.
We should have called it raw and real. Frankie, thanks so much, buddy. Enjoy the last couple of days.
Thank you. Have a blooming good day, everybody.
Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes. And they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night. Far away from the city.
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray, and blue besides, clouds of stark in islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
Between 9 and 5. But today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're lace to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunch, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforless.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for less. Everybody happy.
Whether you've recently moved into a new home, expanded your business, acquired new farm equipment, or grown your family, you can count on Wawanisa to be there for you. As a proudly Canadian mutual insurer since 1896, we've always supported Canadians in good times and bad. Business, farm, home, life and group, auto. Just say the word, Wawanisa. Visit Wawanisa.com to find a broker today.
Beef is back at Swiss Chalet. Enjoy our roast beef dinner, our tasty roast beef sandwiches, or get the best of both with our chicken and roast beef combo. Beef is back for a limited time from only $18.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Taxes and upgrades of size extra at participating Swiss Chalet restaurants.
At Food Basics, 24 double rolls of cashmere bathroom tissue, 6 double rolls of Sponge Towels Ultra, or a 12-pack of Scotty's facial tissue are just $9.98 each, only until June 4th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics, always more for less.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand by the clear blue waters of the south, the deep waters of the north, the rushing waters of Niagara. Stand in our small towns, warm and welcoming. Stand under the tallest of towers or in the halls of our country's capital. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far out fudge too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Dark spots, blurred lines, changes in sight, and day-to-day life. Living with wet AMD brings medical appointments that take away from the moments that matter most. It can cause frustration and a loss of independence. But there are solutions that can help. Today, even with wet AMD, vision can continue. Talk to your ophthalmologist about your options. Roche.
Step into the heart of rock and roll at the Distillery Historic District. Our rock and roll revival is showcasing live music weekends until June 8th on the Trinity Street Stage. Come and explore the outdoor patios, signature eats, local market vendors, and more. Rolling Stone presents Amplify, the immersive rock experience, now showing at Illuminarium Toronto. Visit thedistillerydistrict.com for details and showtimes. There's always something happening at the Distillery District.
Good morning, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. 2 minutes to 8 o'clock and drizzly right now. Just want to put this on your radar. Just over an hour from now, we kick off the No Repeat Guarantee. You know what that is. Every day between 9 and 5, you do not hear a song repeated. Except that starting now and all summer, we are going to repeat a song every single day between 9 and 5. And when we do, you want to make sure you're caller 16 at 416-872-CHFI because you could win an instant 250 and be entered into a big draw for $25,000. It is the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Just about 8 o'clock now, and it's Drake's favorite weather. It's drizzly. I know, that's not great stuff. Not my best material. Here's Eva.
Good morning. A province-wide state of emergency is underway in Manitoba as escalating wildfires threaten communities. Manitoba's premier says the prime minister has agreed to send in the military to help evacuate residents as more than 17,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. The U.S. Court of International Trade has ruled U.S. President Donald Trump does not have the authority to enact many of the duties he's imposed this spring against Canada and Mexico. It's the first time there's been major legal pushback of his tariffs. The three-judge panel said Trump cannot put tariffs on nearly every country through the use of the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. Canadian author Margaret Atwood is being given the Icon Award by the Hollywood Reporter tonight. She's part of the annual Women in Entertainment Canada event at Toronto's Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Atwood has written more than 50 books and is best known for The Handmaid's Tale, which was turned into an Emmy Award-winning TV series. In sports, Jays beat the Rangers 2-0. They host the Athletics tonight. TFC lost to Philadelphia 2-1. CHFI weather. Today, morning drizzle with a chance of scattered showers throughout the afternoon, a high of 18. Tonight, slight chance of showers and a low of 11. And on Friday, sun and cloud, another chance of showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 12 degrees. East 401 approaching Weston Collectors, left lane blocked with a stalled vehicle. West 401 very busy through there just because of typical volume delays. South 400 south of Shepherd, left shoulder still blocked with a stalled vehicle. And it looks like we've got a new problem now. North 427 approaching Derry, the second lane from the left blocked because of some tire debris.